Little Rock right now, the average retail price for a gallon of gas is $3.45. And that works a hardship on a lot of people in Arkansas. And actually, we're going to pass something, or we're going to try to pass something here on gas taxes in the next few weeks in the Senate. Don't know exactly what it looks like yet, but we've been pitching some ideas around among ourselves, and I'd love to try to do something to try to make these gas prices go down. I think there are many factors that have gone into this, but I do think that, you know, the fact that President Bush was a former oil executive, Vice President Cheney is a former oil executive, I think we just have to be realistic about it, and that is gas prices are not going to go down as long as President Bush is president. I just think it's the bottom line. I think if we were to do something here in the Congress, he would veto it. You know, we haven't gotten there yet, and I think the Congress should try, and I think we should push hard and try to get the public on our side on this, which I think they are already, to try to do something to try to bring these gas prices down. But the way it's going right now is if you look at the markets, they're basically breaking a new record every day almost for the price of oil on the world market, and we're seeing that at the pump. And you know, I had a small business person call me the other day that has a fleet of kind of a small number of diesel trucks, but I think it said it costs him like $500 every time he fills up the trucks. And it is just really hurting large businesses, small businesses, families, school districts, you name it. These high gas prices are really hurting Arkansas. Other things, for example, that I've been doing, you know, since I've been here, I've been encouraging us to do more drilling in the outer continental shelf. I was very supportive of trying to increase CAFE standards, which is the fuel economy standards for autos, which, you know, we ended up passing, which will increase those over a 10-year period by 10 miles per gallon per vehicle. But that's more of a mid-range solution. You know, that's going to take 10 years before we finally get that effect. We need something. We need to do something now. And I do think the oil market idea is probably the best one to try to do something now. I think if we passed that and did it the right way and it had some teeth, I think you could actually see the global price of oil drop overnight.